As the number of Walmart stores in Wisconsin continues to rise, more and more communities are using zoning rules and requiring environmental and economic studies to control where they're built and how big they are. But the U.S. has signed on to agreements that could make these local laws unenforceable if other countries can prove they unfairly limit international trade. Buzz Davis has been fighting a proposed Walmart superstore in Stoughton for 2 years. He says WTO rules could endanger the city's big box ordinance.
Big box ordinances are specifically written and triggered when a store comes in over a certain square footage. They would be able to wipe out those big box ordinances along with the rest of the zoning. If they're successful, it would be a preemption of local rights.
A spokesperson for the consumer advocacy group Public Citizen, Sarah Johnson, calls it an effort by large retailers to do an end run around local democracy.
Why are U.S. trade negotiators negotiating global rules that basically undercut the authority of state and local governments?
Johnson says Walmart and other big retailers have been lobbying the WTO for the past 3 years to adopt rules that would gut local control. But Walmart spokesperson Bill Wirtz denies that. He says all his company wants is a level playing field that will treat foreign and domestic companies equally.
I don't think it's anybody's intention, Walmart's or the negotiators, to try to get around any local ordinances.
But Public Citizen cites a letter Walmart wrote to U.S. trade negotiators in 2002 urging all countries to remove limitations on the size or geographic location of retail stores. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.